Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be in Radio Speakers Live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned. Yo, what's up, guys? This is your host, Daquan King, a.k.a. D. King, and you are listening to the Revive Radio Show. Tonight, man, I got my little brothers coming back on the show with me, man. We're going to try and make this a little more regular thing. So he'll be on the show in a little while. Shout out to my bro, my boy T. Bailey out in Miami. Shout out to C. Life down in, where the boy am? Fort Myers, Yammy. I'm trying to hit the old crew, Erica Mason, Trey Green, Desmond. Yeah, that's the whole Kemper David crew. I just want to give a shout out to them real quick. Like, but hey, listen, we're gonna get into this show tonight, man. It's gonna be good. We're gonna talk about being uncomfortable, but finding comfort in your uncomfortableness. I don't know how to say that better. So let's get into it. Dear Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that without you, we would not have a life, that without you, we would not be. You are God and God alone. You are Alpha and Omega. And these aren't just words that I'm saying, but it truly is the truth. You are amazing in all your ways. And so, God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for allowing us to make it to just this very moment in life. Thank you, God, that I can have this show without having to hide or fear for my life. Thank you for your purpose on my life. Thank you for your purpose on this radio show. I pray that everyone listening will be able to receive from you, not me, that they're not tuning in to listen to D. King, but they're actually hearing from you, and that the revelation that's shared tonight, the word that's shared, the communication, conversation, everything will be edifying for them. God, use me as you will. Arrest my tongue, my lips, my mind. I am yours. And I trust, God, that in your hands all things are possible. So I will not fear or be worried or nervous. So, God, I just thank you, Father, for this opportunity to reverence you in this capacity. And I just ask, God, that you move by your will, God, as I step out of the way. God, you know those who are stressing, struggling, fighting with flesh, with generational curses, family members, whatever their trials or tribulations may be tonight, Father, you know exactly where they are. And I pray that you meet them in their time of need. And show them how good it is to be saved. Your word says, whosoever shall call on your name will be saved. God, I pray, Father, that those who are listening tonight who don't know you will be urged to call on your name, Father, regardless of what situation they're in, regardless of how perfect or imperfect they may see themselves, and allow you to come in and be God and Lord in their life. So, God, I just give you the praise and glory. I thank you for what you're doing and what you've already done. And I magnify your holy name, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, guys, it's about to go diggity down. Like, seriously. I'm very much looking forward to the show tonight, man. I got T. Baker coming on the line. That's my little brother. Brother literally from another mother, but same father. So we're going to call him brother from another mother tonight. But now we're gonna have some bro talk tonight, man, and still keep it as holy as possible. Me and him get together and we laugh like it's a comedy show going on, but At the same time, I think we're going to be able to really get some key points across to you guys tonight. This is something that God had placed in my heart, finding comfort in the uncomfortable situations of life, or I would even say finding comfort in the cross, because you know the cross is not a comfortable thing, but there's comfort in it, and we're going to get into that tonight. But before I say another word, my beautiful, amazing, wonderful, caring, nurturing wife must be acknowledged, and I dare not say another word without saying my better half, or my other half is definitely my better half. So I'm just blessed to be married to such a wonderful woman. And for you guys who know who she is, if you know my wife, you know that she really is a beautiful, wonderful person. And there's no replacement, man. Absolutely not one replacement. No other options, period. This is it. I'm all in. It's me and Nana to the wheels fall off, you know, four flat tires. We gonna stay down for sure. Like, that's just it, man. That's my Haitian sensation. Like, I love that girl. And I really could not imagine trying to do life without her. I've tried. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say I've tried to do life without her. No, I have not tried to do life without her. But I remember in the beginning of our marriage, man, I didn't have the honor that I have for her now, and I didn't have the wisdom that I have now in terms of being able to see her for God has how God intended for me to see her, and loving her the way God wants me to love her. And I remember struggling with loving myself before I could love her, and not understanding that, you know, marriage is about loving your spouse and giving yourself, like, yes, giving yourself as Christ gave himself for the church. You know, it's not, marriage isn't about you. It's not a selfish union. It's an unselfish union. And learning that and just operating in it, man, it's been such a blessing to me. And, you know, it's just been such a blessing to be in this place of my life with her. And I don't care if I'm going on and on, because I feel like I haven't even said enough. Like, there's so much I can say for this woman here, and for how amazing she is, her compassion, her patience with me, her love for me, her commitment to me, the way she honors me. I never wonder or worry about what she's doing when I'm not with her. You know, she's just a good woman, and I count it an honor to be able to have this platform to go on and on about my wife. and you know, if I had an hour long show, and I do have an hour long show, but I know she'd probably be ticked off if I did an hour long show talking about how great she is. And I can hear some people out there, well, nobody's that great, nobody's that awesome. Well, that's probably because you haven't found someone that makes you want to see the best in them. Like, yeah, I could easily see flaws with her, because there are flaws with all of us. But my job isn't to acknowledge and identify the flaws in her. That's Holy Spirit's job. My job is to advocate for her and to find the smallest piece of righteousness what does a lawyer do? You know, a lawyer is going to find that one thing about you that says you're not guilty, and they're going to harp on that, and they'll build their case around that, regardless of everything else, regardless of any other evidence. They'll focus on that one little piece of evidence that just says you're not guilty. And I think husbands and wives should be that way. You know, we may have other things that just says guilty, 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 but if we can just find something, and I promise you there's something, there's a lot of things, you know, about your spouse, man, that's just amazing if you would just look for it, you know. And so I thank God that I have an opportunity to put in the work to find those things that's good about my wife, and I'm just going to keep looking for them. The girl can cook, you know. She could clean a house, you know. You know, she's understanding, you know, sweet, yeah, no, and, you know, still have not said enough. But I'm going to stop now because I know she's going to probably have something to say about me talking this long about her. As I should, though, you know, because this is my good thing. That's my wife. And nobody else in this world is going to honor her more than me. Nobody, I refuse to let anybody else tell her she's beautiful before I get a chance to, or lift her up and make her feel beautiful. Nah, man, that's my job. It's my job to make her feel like she's the greatest wife in the world, or she's the best thing since sliced bread, or since the light bulb, or since the refrigerator, or peanut butter. You know, that's my job, and it's my right, and it's my privilege to be able to do that. And men, I'm telling you, if you're not seeing your spouse and your relationship, you're that way, and you're not investing, verbally investing, physically investing your time, your ear, your heart into your marriage, you are failing your marriage. And you will reap what you sow. Even if you don't sow anything, if you think you're not sowing anything, there's going to be fruit to come from your actions and your inactions. So, without any shame, unequivocally, this is probably my last thing. I know she's going to have something to say. But she good, though, man. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of her, man. That's an amazing woman. So, girl, I love you. No, you are my heart. And, my son, and, you know, the day just ain't right without you. You are definitely an amazing woman. So let's get it on with the get on. We're going to play some music, man. When we come back, I'm going to bring my little bruh in. Probably play a little bit more music and get into the show tonight. So as y'all know, we always do, man. I like to kick it off with some of my own people. So we're going to play my boy C Life and GS, Your Glory. Let's get it.
Vibe Radio, where music meets ministry.
Now who am I that you're mindful of me, and you do love me, in spite of my flaws, failures, problems? Oh God, you're so amazing, and you're worth praising. Give you all of me, my life is in your hands, and I know
yeah,
I know.
Adore me, I used to like sin, now it bore me. On his court, I'm 30 for 30. Then watch it on 30 for 30. 2-5 was my goal. Never thought I would make 30. Not doing all this dirt in the dirty. So I back down, so I can see more of you, God. They present you like you a new God and gave you a new job, but it's clear they never knew God, or even knew God. I got some work to do, God. Back then I would ask what to do, God. You left a book on what to do, God. I read it and teach what to do, God. This is IDJ. I am just trying to do God and
stop
the
I am. everything I'll be.
Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer, clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy D King, man, and you are listening to the Revive Radio Show. And on the line with me, man, I got my little bro, T Baker, Tavares Baker. I don't know, man, what you want to be called, bro?
T is fine.
T. Okay, right. I got my brother T. T E E.
Yeah. No. No. So you start off from the jump. See, y'all. He know I'm nervous, so. He start off from the jump. He gonna jump. He gonna go to joking on me. I feel you.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Listen, guys. My man is very nervous tonight. I have no clue why. But that's all right though. We're gonna make him feel good. We're only gonna pick on him every chance we get. All right. That's gonna make him feel comfortable with radio. You know, because apparently all you people that's looking at him with that tone of voice in your ears because, you know, you're judging him, and he could tell because he's your face right now.
You see with your ears. You see with your ears, right? You hear with your eyes.
And because you ain't getting no feedback from nobody, so I understand. He's nervous, but it's all right, bro. We're going to make you feel good tonight, man. I'm just going to talk about you a lot. Hey,
right,
you, you
cool.
Guys, y'all are tuning into the Revive Radio Show on the Never Had It So Good network. I want to give a shout out to Princess Cooper, John Robinson. You know, without them, man, this would definitely not be possible. You know what I mean? So thank you guys for what you're doing. Just you're touching lives all over the nation, whether you know it or not. And, you know, I always believe being a piece of the puzzle. You know, we don't have to be God's big puzzle or big at all. We just need to be a piece, and we definitely need to be able to fit. And so I think what you're doing is you're fitting into that puzzle, and you're allowing God to use you. And I just pray many blessings on your life. Thank you so much for seeing something in me and allowing me to do this show. I pray that I do your heart well. So listen, guys, coming up after this show is my homegirl, Erica Michelle, from the West Coast. She's going to be talking about the issues of the heart, and that show is coming on right at 9 o'clock, right after this show. So please don't tune out, but stay tuned in. If you need to find her information, you could just go on Facebook and scroll down my page. It'll probably be like 3 or 4 posts down. You'll see her flyer. You could click on it and get some information on her. If you want to call in, listen to her show, it's 516-387-1944. If you want to call in to this show, it's 657-383-0309. But man, listen, tonight we are going to be talking about finding comfort in the uncomfortable situations. And before we do that, we're going to get back into a little bit of this music thing. I want you guys to stick with me, so don't go nowhere. I swear it's not going to take that long. God bless you and America.
Light switch, I be on. I be. So dark, I be on. I be. No off, I be on. I be on.
I be on that, you ain't never seen it like this.
Boy,
aiming for the top, just watch when I shoot, I don't miss.
Boy,
Tripp said it best, let me brag on my Lord. Oh Lord, got one goal, no, it ain't the fame or the money. So left, that's west, but it ain't much sunny here. East, Midwest, lukewarm ain't for me. Gotta go Easter, but it ain't for the bunny. I be on, tryna let my light shine. Down me, you bearing fruit, cause your light line. I'm tryna let them know the deal, check the price line. Put them in the center, that's a winner in the right time. I be.
Light switch, I be on. I be. So dark, I be on. I be. No off, I be on. I be on.
I be on repping my cop. That said, I be on breaking out. I greater in me, boy, better recognize. Real, never had to try to camouflage. Like so bright, boy, city on the hill. I be favored by the judge, Uncle Phil. Turning out a light, tell how we know kill. I be on a mission that the Navy can't steal. Lord have mercy, where we go from here? Valley of the shadow of death, and don't fear. Please, he's near. Gotta warn the people that he's coming, Paul Revere. I be on.
Light switch, I be on. I be. So dark, I be on. I be. No off, I be on. I be on.
The world is so dark, so it's time that we light up. Like cell phones and matches and candles and lighters. Can't turn us off because Christ is inside us. Yeah, we be so on, turn up higher, fire. Do you feel the passion? Propane, spit flames, homie, no drag. All for the master, call me Kung Sensei. Yeah, he my master, I just call him Sensei. Kick it, hit it, flip it, no judo. Light so bright, you can see us out in Mars. Bruno, one main that we represent. You know, can't reverse that, he the one. Uno.
Light switch, I be on. I be. So dark, I be on. I be. No off, I be on. I be on. I be.
Yo. You hear me coughing over here. Hey, this is it. This is the Revive Radio Show, and I am your host, D King. I got my little bro T on the line. Yeah, on the show with me. And we're gonna have a little bro talk tonight, but it's not even gonna be. I call it bro talk whenever I got him on the show. So just so you guys know, if you ever see that hashtag bro talk, you know T Baker's coming on. T, I don't know how to say this, bro. I don't ever call you T, man. So you gotta work with me on this.
I know, it's all good, though.
It's new, man. It's that's like, what do I do with my hands? You know, I don't know what to do with my hands. You know what I mean?
I know, so, but my name has three consonants.
Consonants?
Yeah, three of them. Right, has three of them. And so it's just better to just use the first one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You told me to relax. I'm relaxed.
Let's go with that. Okay. Yeah. All right, T.
Okay. Cool.
Bet that up.
What's up?
All right. So, yeah, guys, if y'all see that Bro Talk hashtag on the on Facebook or on the Blog Talk on our actual link, you'll know that we got the little bro on the line, man, and we're gonna have a little fun tonight. So we'll have a little fun, but actually, this is really a serious topic. So tonight we're talking about being uncomfortable. About the necessity of uncomfortability, of being uncomfortable. Uncomfortability. Wow. I can't believe I said that. Let's just read the show topic. It says, tonight's show is about finding comfort in your necessary uncomforts of life. And we all know that there are just things that's in life that's just necessary that may be uncomfortable. So, I mean, let's just think of some. Like, I would say one of my necessary uncomforts is going to work. I know the Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. And, you know, I have to wake up early in the morning. I have to go to work. You know, I have to deal with some folks. You know, I have to smile when I don't feel like smiling. You know, put that face on that ain't really my face. You know what I'm talking about? But I put the face on. And I have to, you know, deal with the people. And, you know, I be the best me that I can be for them. That's not me, but, you know, them me. You know, I'm them me, but I'm not me me. I'm kind of like them me. And, you know,
right.
Then I come home and I can come back to being me, you know. And sometimes, man, it's just uncomfortable. You know, sometimes I just really want to be me and just like walk off, you know, and pop off.
Right.
But you can't do that, you know. And it's,
no,
it's,
no.
It's not a serious uncomfortability. You know, it's not like horribly hard, but it's an uncomfort. I could think of another one. You know, I don't really like cleaning up. Let me be honest with you. Like, there are some people who take pleasure in cleaning. I don't take pleasure in balconing. I don't take pleasure in ironing. I take very little pleasure in sweeping the floor.
Doing something with your hands isn't rewarding and fulfilling?
No. Mowing my yard, I have no confidence. There's no comfort in that for me. Raking? Oh man, I hate raking. Look, when I was a kid,
I was gonna say this is something that has to do with the past.
Yeah, bro. You remember your grandma used to make you go out in the yard and rake the leaves up into a little pile? I hated it. Everybody playing, and I gotta rake leaves. I felt like whenever I had to rake leaves, everybody was playing Super Tech Mobile. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the only person in the world raking leaves. Why everybody is playing Super Tecmo Bowl. Absolutely hated it, dog. But, you know, it was necessary. And now I have my own house. I have my own yard. It's extremely necessary because if you don't, you're going to end up like I was a week ago. I hadn't raked leaves the entire summer, spring,
oh,
in my
man.
Backyard. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you just pretty much just out there looking for snakes? Just waiting on the snake to bite you? Just
bruh,
pop out?
Bruh, my neighbor got a tree and the leaves is like, it's the tree is in her yard, but all her leaves from her tree is in my yard. I don't know how it happens. I don't know if like, she's an old lady, so I doubt that she's out there like, you know, dump leaves in my yard. I doubt that. I wouldn't even put that on her like that. She really is a sweet lady. She really is an awesome woman. So let me not talk bad about her. I'm not trying to talk bad about her. But I think somebody climbing that tree would have went with a leaf blower. and blowing them suckers in my yard. And dog, you know, I'm out there, you know, getting these leaves up, and it was uncomfortable. I'm being real with you, like, it's just uncomfortable, but it's necessary.
You couldn't be yourself.
let's make it spiritual. You know what? Tithing is it's an automatic. There's no question in my heart whether or not I'm going to tithe and give to God. There's no question. I never battle. I never have to fight with it. It's never I got paid and I want, and you know, I got to do this and I got to do this. No, tithing is like the first thing I pay. It's the first thing on our budget. You know, tithing on our budget comes before our actual mortgage. Now we're going to pay our mortgage too. Don't get me wrong.
I did.
But tithing is that first line on my budget. You know what I mean? So, but even though it's the first line, and even though I don't wrestle with it, that's still a good chunk of money that's, you know, God asked it for. Yeah, no. But I don't mind, you know, it for some people, it's an extremely uncomfortable thing, especially those who haven't learned to trust God with their finances just yet. And it's just stepping into the area. Prayer, you know, we have prayer at our church every Wednesday. And that's, to me, I love prayer. I love going to prayer. I'm very passionate about it. I've been very committed to our prayer ministry for the last 2.5 years. So I would say 2 years. And so much so to right now, man, I lead a lot of our prayer services. And it's a blessing to me. I love doing it. But, you know, sometimes, man, waking up at 6 a.m. in the morning, 5 a.m. or 7 to pray, bro.
Oh, man, I dig. I mean, I don't myself personally, but I can dig where you're coming from. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. just coming home and turning away from the TV and not doing anything else and just giving God like 2 or 3 hours. Sometimes is uncomfortable. It really is. I mean, because, you know, sometimes you just want to come home and just get on the couch and just watch TV and veg out. You know, the Bible says the multitude of counsel, there's safety in counsel. But actually having somebody in your life that you have to tell your stuff and your business to, and, you know, you're being accountable to, that's not a comfortable thing either. When they're asking you, okay, well, what'd you do here? Why'd you do that? You got a little issue going on in your life and you know, you're trying to, you know, you got someone that's in your life that you've trusted to keep you accountable, and then they start asking you these hard questions, and it's a very uncomfortable thing. I've been there. So, you know, there are a lot of spiritual uncomforts as well, man. You can think of any?
I mean,
you got a child.
I mean, that's what you make it. As far as my son goes, man, that is, it's what he is, that having a little one is what you make it, man. It's difficult because I don't know what to do, but I know what I want the goal to be. I mean, I know what the goal is. So that's what is difficult about it. But I mean, you know, it's a joy, it's a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, having a ball. Otherwise, other than that, man, I mean, excuse me, I found out that I have high blood pressure, letting the world know.
Wow.
You know, hey, get your blood pressure check, y'all. Get your blood pressure check. So I have had to stop eating bad and start to eating not bad.
Okay.
So, Lord have mercy on that.
Yeah,
that's
know.
Some discomfort. You know, smells will get you in the store, in a restaurant, in a heartbeat. So, I mean, it's a big fight, but it's necessary. Working out is a discomfort, but extremely necessary. Getting up sometimes and going to church, not for me personally. We try to attend every week, but that can be difficult. That can be a discomfort, but it's extremely necessary. I mean,
Bruh.
Yeah.
I feel you, especially on that eating piece. Like, you know, we ain't gonna go there. We ain't gonna go there because you know, I'm a model of health. You know, I know I'm healthy, you know what I mean? Even if I don't look it, you know, and everybody else and my doctor
do
say
you,
I'm not.
Have you ever went to a doctor and them tell you that you are healthy recently, in the last two weeks?
That's not what we're talking about on the show tonight. So we're going to get back to what we're talking about on the show. Don't be bringing that up. My wife listened to the show and I'm going to have to stop. I got my blood pressure monitor right here, bro. Hey, but you hit something that was serious for me, bro. When you said it, I was like, ah. Because really, it's an uncomfortable thing, bro. When you have to deal with things that get you off of your normal path or off of that, you know, that dream desire to just kind of be chill or relax and do your own thing and live, you know, live your life without rules or without people watching over you, or without having responsibilities or, you know, that accountability. And you can't, if you do that, you're going to still find yourself in a place where you need it, because it's just necessary. It's necessary. Living healthy is necessary. Raking your yard, is, believe it or not, is necessary, because even though it may not seem like it's a big deal, it can soon turn into a big deal. And I really want to bring this over to the spiritual side, because for Jesus Christ, I can't imagine that the cross was comfortable.
Amen.
I can't imagine that it was comfortable for him to, being God, being the creator of all things, being the creator of human beings, being the light of the world, the life of men, putting off of his royalty, his omnipotent power, his ability to create the world with just a word, putting all that off and being born a human being and walking this earth for 33 years as something that he created. You know what I mean? Like having to walk this earth and to deal with, you know, these people who swear they love God, but they can't stand Christ. You know?
I mean,
having to deal with them, and then going from dealing with them to just the people who were just, and even his own 12 disciples walked with him and barely understood who he was, and had a very small revelation of who he was, and just going through that uncomfortable state of the life that he had to live, and then being betrayed, you know what I mean, and being whipped and beaten and carrying his cross, and then dying on that cross, that in no way was it comfortable. I mean, there's even a scripture where, the man comes up to him and he's like, you know, Jesus, you know, I want to follow you. And Jesus is like, listen, man, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but, you know, I don't even have a place to lay my head. I didn't come here to be comfortable. If you're going to follow me, you're going to have to get rid of that comfort. And I'm not saying that Christ is requiring us to sell our homes and sell all we have to follow him. But when the rich young ruler came to him and was like, you know, God, tell me what I have to do in order to obtain eternal life, he was looking for a formula, and Christ gave him one. Now, the formula that Jesus Christ gave him was, sell all you have and follow me. But the translation of that formula was, don't let things that you have you. Because if the things that you have you, you cannot follow me. So I just know me, you know, as a kid, even recently, man, I was like, man, I just can't wait to retire so I can go fishing and chill. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to relax, man. I don't want to go to work no more. I don't want to deal with nobody. I don't want to be nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to kind of do me. You know, I don't even want to do music. I don't want to do this radio show. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to clean. I don't want to sleep. I don't want to mow. I don't want to rake no yards. I just want to fish. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I just fish? And that's like, it's sad, but that's like a dream for me. And you know, deep in my heart, I know that would never happen. Not because it can't happen, but because I have an assignment on my life. And because I have an assignment on my life, I don't think I'll ever be able to retire and just fish, because I'm going to always be preaching to somebody, because it's just in me. I can't shut up. I got to preach.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
You know that's going to happen.
No.
Bro, I've been preaching all time.
Now you know. You don't have to tell nobody what you just said. I tell you that's the God's damn truth, as they would say. But I dig what you're saying, though, man. And the thing that Jesus said on the cross, and I mean, I need to study my word more. I'll be the first to say, but one thing that while he was on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, I know it's debated what that means. In the midst of that discomfort, that being said, you know, it was still something necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel you, brother.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was necessary for him to carry that cross. It was necessary for him to be nailed to the cross. And he understood that.
Amen.
There's a scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." But I want to stick with that first part. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment. You know, a lot of my discomforts in my day-to-day routine are very small. They may seem like they're big and like it's a lot. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's a very small discomfort. You know, but at any given time, I can go through a discomfort. And because of how that discomfort affects my heart or my emotions, it could seem like it's something big or gigantic or huge. And, you know, it's just too much for me. It's too heavy for me, God. Won't you take this away from me, this thorn that's in my side? But truth be told, even if I dealt with this thorn that's in my side for the rest of my life, even if the affliction that I face tomorrow is something that is with me until the day I die, and it, even if it's the cause of my death, it is still a light affliction, and it's still temporary because life, as we know it, is temporary. And though it's almost like, you know, we're here for a moment and we're gone. I mean, that's what the Bible says, that our lives are like it's like a vapor. You know, it's like a blade of grass growing up today and tomorrow is gone. You know, but after it's gone, after all of this, what's next? And this is the important part, is that Christ didn't carry his cross because he needed to carry his cross for himself. He carried his cross for us. And he showed us an example, because I want you to catch this piece. I go to work and I work, right? And I get paid. And then I give my tithe and my offering to my church. But if I didn't work and get paid, I wouldn't be able to give my tithe and my offering to church. What if everybody at my church who's paying tithe and offering didn't give their tithe and offering because they didn't have a job? Okay, well, now we don't have a church, because the church needs the finances in order to run. But my church also gives money to orphans. Every year, they give like I think like a 10% of their of what they receive into orphans. Not only that, we get about 40 to 50 people saved every almost every Sunday in our services. Not only that, we do outreach in our community, and we go around and we touch lives and we pray for people. And this is a monthly thing where we're going out and knocking on doors and praying with people, and we're about to amp that up and do even more. And, you know, not only that, we're about to do this big Easter egg drop, and it's all really about inviting souls into the kingdom. And you know, the Bible says he that's wise win the souls. Paul said, "I became all things to all, so that I might win some." And so, you know, we're always looking for different ways that we can infiltrate the kingdom of darkness to pull people out. But without the right type of finances, if without the finances to do it, then, you know, we go back to just being the church that I first joined 8 years ago, that's just that had 30 members inside of a hotel, you know, with a sound system that we used to have to roll in and roll out. This is the same church.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So though I have to deal with this discomfort, when I look at what's happening because of my discomfort, yeah, I have to carry this cross. But there are people who are being blessed because I have chosen to carry my cross. And I can't stand the people that don't look at it that way, who think, you know, they're giving their money to some church and to some pastor. You know, I understand that there's some dirty churches out there. Don't go to the church. Find another church. But you need to be a blessing to people. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm with you, man. We tithe, and I mean, our church is very involved.
Yeah, you go to Elevation.
The community, Elevation, all day, baby. And we're very, very involved in the in the community, and tithing is very important, man. I mean, it's even just for the. I'm gonna tell you, I always say to people that my son, he goes to the E-Kids. We have daycare available while you're attending service, and you know, he'll get out and he'll do his prayer that he's learned, you know. And I say to my wife, if it's no other reason to pay tithe, this is it, you know, just to see that little thing that, you know, something very small. Literally, he's very small, but just that seed being planted now.
Yeah, yeah.
From the sacrifices that my wife and I, not just my wife now, but others, but I'm just saying it's awesome to see that, man. I mean, right here in my own home, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You're seeing not only that, bro, but you also see the efforts of, you know, y'all work, you know. Y'all take care of the house. Y'all have to give to this guy, man. This guy, this little dude here, he's just selfish. He don't even know he's selfish.
He just consumes
everything. He don't work for nothing. He don't do nothing. He don't do nothing. What he make his bed? That ain't nothing.
Whenever you have to tell somebody to tell you thank you, it's something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. He just a little crumb snatcher. All he do is just eat stuff. You know what I'm saying? He have no idea how unnecessary his life is right now.
Wait a second. It's your nephew. Calm down. Bring it back.
My point is, he has no clue about the sacrifice that is going into his life. All of the effort, that all of the schooling, all of the knowledge, the learning, all of the past, the stuff that you had to go through growing up, that he's going to benefit from. Every uncomfortable situation that you've ever dealt with, every uncomfortable situation that your wife is dealing with, that you are dealing with, he benefits from your uncomfortable situation. And so here's what I'm saying, guys, that a lot of times we want to be comfortable because it's about us. But when we're comfortable because it's about us, somebody else is uncomfortable because it's about you. And somebody else is... Their blessing is being hindered. Their life is not being changed. They're not being touched. And God never designed this thing for it to be about you. Because listen, if it wasn't for Jesus dying on the cross, you would be dealing with your cross. See, he dealt with your cross on his cross so that you can be a cross to somebody else.
Amen.
I know that was deep.
Very true.
I know that was...
No, but it was, bro, but it was on time.
So somebody is relying on you to get on that cross. Somebody is relying on you to go to work. Somebody's relying on you to go through that stressful situation that you're going through right now. Maybe you're going through something that's just very uncomfortable and you don't see no way out of it other than giving up or popping off and quitting. And, you know, maybe you don't have kids right now. Maybe you're just not in that situation to where, you know, if you quit your job, then your children aren't going to eat. So you're going to stay working, okay. Maybe you're not in that situation. Maybe you don't have kids. And you just want to pop off and lose it. But what if your parents hide? What if it's a homeless person that comes up to you and they need a dollar and you just broke because you can't handle somebody talking to you crazy? I mean, my point behind saying what I'm saying is that there are people out there that rely on us to be uncomfortable. I did not even know I needed Christ to die for me. I was born into his blessing, his favor, his grace, and I didn't even know how necessary he was. I didn't know how necessary his cross was, how much that cross means to me, because I know, especially now, over all my mistakes, all of the lies I've told, all the stupid things I've done, you know what I'm saying? And though I may have faced the consequence of those things here on earth, I don't have to face the consequence of those things when I go to meet Jesus.
Amen.
Now, those are my mistakes. But without Jesus coming to this earth, I probably wouldn't even be here. Because grace was not just extended to me, but grace was extended to my mother and her mother and her mother's mother and her mother's mother. You see what I'm saying? Where I'm going with this? This yeah. same grace was so necessary. If my mother hadn't went through the things that she went through, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you on this radio show. I am a product of her bearing her cross. I'm a product of my father bearing his cross. I'm a product of my grandfather bearing his cross.
Amen.
So often we want to say, well, you know, well, that's them. Well, I got to do that. Well, that's them. No, bruh. Because you, without somebody else bearing their cross, you wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't have what you have. All right. Say yeah. something, Varsh.
All right, cool. No, I was just, I mean, my, no, I mean, you know, my thing is, man, when I, you know, one thing that people have to learn or know about our relationship is that you're my big brother. So a lot of the things that you're saying, I'm listening just as though I was listening to the radio anyway. So sometimes I have nothing to say. I am actually, you know, they always say if you got a question and you're not listening, so... sometimes I got the blank mind because I'm in the midst of what you're saying. But I mean, I was just thinking about, you know, one thing that God always tells me is that, you know, you have to be the difference maker. You know, you have to stand in the doorway. You have to commit to sacrifice. Because the sacrifice, experience, all of those, if sacrifice can hurt, if you agree to it or if you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you go ahead and commit to it and praise God and keep it moving, you'll be blessed beyond compare. And if you don't, either way, you will still sacrifice. Because it no matter what, life is going to happen.
Big time. Big time. And regardless, man, if you don't sacrifice that, you know, let's just say you pop off and you know, you lose your mind. Little man still got to grow up, man. Some of us grew up without fathers, man. And, you know, we still had to make it. Somehow we made it here, you know. But it wasn't because we were smart and we had all the wisdom in the world. Somebody else sacrificed, you know. If daddy didn't do it, somebody else had to do it. You know, somebody else stepped in and sacrificed and had to go without or had to include you in, you know, to help you become the man that you are. You know, I can really, man, name some brothers, man, that was in my life just growing up, man, that were so beneficial, you know, with their wisdom and just being a brother or a father figure to me growing up to help me to be the man that I am today. And, you know, regardless of everything that I didn't learn, I'm so grateful for the things that I did learn, you know.
I appreciate every bit of discomfort that I had leading up to this point in my life, to be honest with you, man. It taught me that when everything that's happened in the past has taught me that no matter what I go through now, God has it. You know, I can work through it with the word, with the help of God. But it's that commitment to, you know, the sacrifice.
Hey, so how about this, man? 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land." And, you know, just to close this conversation about being uncomfortable, carrying your cross so that someone else can cross over, I want to end it with this, man. It says, if my people, and that's you, me, and everyone else, because we're all his people, but the ones who are called by his name, you know, who I identify myself as a child of God. I identify myself as a Christian, will humble themselves and pray. And this is where we get stuck at, because humbling yourself isn't just denying yourself when others are watching. This humble yourself and pray is humbling yourself when no one else is watching, when no one else is around, and you still go and you get on your knees and you cry out to God because you are humble before God Almighty. It's not humbling yourself around people so that people can think that you're not prideful. It's not that type of humble. You know what I mean? It's humbling yourself when you got something else to do, but you understand the importance of getting in the face of God and just acknowledging that He is God, and you bring yourself low, and you bring yourself low by putting aside your plans and your television show and your favorite movie or the food you want to eat, and you humble yourself before Him and pray. So we don't just humble ourselves, but we humble it. That's why I said I love it. It's just humble yourself and pray, because it's not just not being prideful. It's not that type of humble yourself. It's getting in His presence and acknowledging Him and speaking to Him and praying to Him in a humble way. Seek my face, man. And it says, and seek my face. And so seeking, anytime you see the word seeking, that means that you're doing something perpetually. It means that you're actually, you're trying to find something. So when He says, and seek my face, you can't be comfortable in seeking something at the same time.
Amen.
There has to be a shift. So, you know, yes, I want to be comfortable. I want to come home and chill. But if I'm about seeking God, then chilling is going to always be secondary or third or fourth or fifth when it comes to, okay, have I sought God today more than I sought CNN in this presidential race?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, my favorite television show. Turn from their wicked ways. And we're going to end it right there. There's four steps here. Humble yourself, pray, seek His face, and then turn from your wicked ways. And you got to know this. God sees in secret, and He sees in the open. And His word says that He sees in secret, and He rewards in the open. So turning from your wicked ways, as people listen, for me, turning from my wicked way is not just not doing something in sin, but also not allowing it not allowing myself to meditate on sin. And meditate on what I would do or what I should do or how frustrated I am or how bothered I am. You know, wicked ways could just be a negative thought that you chew on long, too long. So I've learned that anything that I complain about, I will begin to neglect. And anything that I neglect is wicked in God's eyes. Because if I'm neglecting it, it's because it was mine and I've chosen to not honor it. And anything that's mine is a gift from God. So anything that I choose to not honor, I am basically choosing to not honor God. Man, this is a message all in itself. But So let me finish this because I got like 2 minutes left, less than that. Humble yourself, pray, seek His face, and turn from your wicked ways. Get uncomfortable, guys. If you could just get uncomfortable, get these four steps down. Humble yourself, pray, seek His face, and turn from your wicked ways. He will hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and heal your land. No, He will bless you. Just leave it at that. There is a blessing in being uncomfortable. Thank you, guys, for listening to the show tonight. I just can't call you T, bro. But I can't. I got to come up with a name for you. Hey, listen, guys, you were listening to the Revive Radio Show with your host D King and my little bro T on a second edition of Bro Talk. We might bring him back in next week, man. Give him a little bit more to say. I might give him like 20 seconds more just to talk a little bit more. God bless you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. And please don't forget to tune in like 10 seconds. My homegirl from the West Coast is going to be on. So y'all tune into that show as well. All right. God bless you. Let's get it.